Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk, is empower people. And Engineer Frank and I are ready to roll here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a good show. We're going to be talking about, for the first part, we're going to be talking about some purple bark that's a medicinal. Mm-hmm. You ever see that? Well, we're going to talk about it. And we're also going to check your cancer risk. There's some checkpoints here to see. And we'll see. We might have time for, you know, some other topics like spider bites and allergies and stuff. We'll see. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I lift them up in prayer. I lift all of America up in prayer. I'm praying for righteous leadership to be restored in this nation. You know, absolutely. You know, somebody that doesn't abuse the power of the pen. Somebody who knows the Lord. I pray for righteous men of valor with understanding and wisdom, you know. They know what righteousness is. Seems to be a blurred gray area lately, don't you think? Oh, I do. I do. So, you know, we're supposed to ask for justice and plead for truth, and Isaiah 59 says that. But we're supposed to, you know, pray, as we're supposed to do. You know, hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, and mind the time, folks, because if you don't ask, you're not going to get it. And then, well, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. What do we have in the quacker? Let's see. There's some health concerns about the wearable technology that's coming to age here. You have some questions, you know, yeah, we're going to revisit that, you know, cancer risk with some of the technology. But, you know, back in 1946, there were these ad campaigns all over magazines and in newspapers, and it was doctors in their lab coats, their white coats, and they were holding cigarettes. And the text or slogan in the ad was, "More doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette." Now, mind you, this was before modern medicine knew that smoking could give you cancer, heart disease, and lung disease. But there's this similar thinking that, hey, maybe this wearable technology that's coming out may be hazardous to consumers, and it won't be evident to the hazards until, you know, a decade later. So long suspected, you know, the cell phones, for instance, that give off those low levels of radiation could maybe create a brain tumor or mess up your blood and your whatever. So if you're exposed to that for extended periods of time, there's an accumulation effect. There are all these questions. And, you know, companies like Apple and Samsung, you know, they have all these gadgets now that we could just wear, right? Well, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, that's within the World Health Organization, they have 31 scientists from 14 countries, and they went through dozens of peer review studies on the cell phone safety thing, and they concluded in 2011 that it was possible that cell phones could be carcinogenic. And, of course, there's their out, you know, the word possible. So the WHO panel said that the further away the device is from you, the less harmful. So, you know, text messaging and Twitter and all this other stuff is probably less hazardous than being on your phone real close up for long periods of time. Now, Dr. Joseph Mercola, he's a physician, he says that he's written and he's researched about the potential of these gadgets, cell phones and so forth, with regards to human health. And he says, as long as the wearable devices don't have 3G connections built into them, there's minimal harm, he thinks. He says the radiation really comes from the 3G connection on your cell phone. So devices like your Jawbone Up and your Apple Watch should be okay. But if you're buying a watch with a cellular chip built into it, then you've got a cell phone attached to your wrist, and he said that's a bad idea. So Apple Watch uses Bluetooth and Wi-Fi to receive data, and researchers say there's really no proven harm from those frequencies on the human body, but wearables with the 3G or 4G connections built in, including your Samsung Gear S, well, there's possibility, and the word possible, again, could be harmful, but it's not been proven. Well, you know, do your homework on everything, folks, and, you know, further away, I guess, the better, right? You know, that's the thing. You know, the Apple Eye was the Google Eyeglass. That was a serious concern, right? It was right up there in your head, you know? I don't know. All right, last but not least in the Quack Report, this is interesting. Get ready for embryos from two men and two women. Yep, genetic research is advancing that away so that gay couples could fulfill their dream of having children that is related to them. According to Dr. Guy Ringler, he's a board-certified physician in obstetrics and gynecology, and also he's a reproductive endocrinologist in fertility. He says he's helped a lot of same-sex couples over the years have children of their own through assisted reproductive procedures. He says usually there's an egg donor, and or there's some surrogacy involved that allow maybe two gay men to have children genetically related only to one of the partners from an egg donor, but not to both. So the same dynamic, he says, for lesbians and the sperm donor. So he says, but he gets asked a lot, You know, can we make a baby that's a combination of both of us from gay couples? So now this is where they're going. Stem cell research, they say, has demonstrated that human skin cells called fibroblasts can be turned into embryonic stem cells, according to research at Cambridge University and Weizmann Institute of Science in Israel. They say that embryonic stem cells can be programmed to form primordial germ cells, and then these stem cells that can go on from the germ cell to either being made into an egg or a sperm cell. So scientists, if they can figure out how to jump that gap to turn the primordial germ cell into either an egg or a sperm cell, then that way they can fertilize either partner's egg or sperm, kind of thing. So research is using these primordial germ cells in mice, and they have shown that these cells can be turned into eggs and sperm capable of formatting or forming pups, you know, baby mice. A lot of experiments later, they did that. So they say it's likely to take time to do it with the human embryo, the cells there. Dr. Ringler says medical science has transformed our society for the better, he says, in many ways. Well, that, my good doctor, is your opinion. Oh, goodness, what else can they do? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
I guess I'm old-fashioned. I just think, you know, the way things were designed originally, created originally, is just fine. That's just my opinion. All right, we're going to talk about the purple bark, using it as medicine. Interesting stuff. Oh, yeah. If you come across a tree with purple bark, in most cases, you're going to be in the tropics looking at an indigenous species of tree known as the Tebebuya. It's a tree from the big Nonaceae family, and there are like 100 known varieties grown in South America, Mexico, India, and in the Bahamas. Now, these trees are popular with loggers because of their size, and they produce this real heavy wood. So these trees contain this inner bark that has been used as medicine for thousands of years. And it was popular with the Incas and also various other tribal Indians. And Argentina is home to a variety of this tree known to have a purple flower. So different cultures give the bark different names. But in the United States, it is known as Parda arco, inner bark, and it's now cultivated in Florida and Hawaii. So we're going to take a look at this impressive herb and see how we can empower ourselves. All right, let's talk about this particular bark because it does have power. The Western history of Parda arco inner bark seems to have started in Portugal. That's right. It was the Portuguese that used the bark to treat their tropical diseases like flatworm. So the Portuguese named the bark Parda arco, which means wood bough. Apparently, they would use the wood to make ships. However, from Portugal, the bark and its medicinal uses spread to Europe and then to North America. However, the bark became popular in the late 1800s when scientists discovered a property of the bark called lapical, which is a phenolic compound. And in this instance, it's basically a disinfectant. So later in the 1960s, scientists discovered that Parda arco bark is also an anti-inflammatory and somewhat of a pain reliever. Now, Parda arco has more medicinal uses than that, but science originally thought it was just, you know, pretty much a disinfectant and an anti-inflammatory, but it has lots of uses. So the bark is a natural analgesic. It's also antifungal, antiviral, and antibacterial. It is also an astringent, a laxative, and it has antioxidants and antimicrobial properties. So it's no surprise that it also is an antiparasitic, and this is why the Portuguese used it for their parasite issues. So the people of the Caribbean would use the leaves from this tree to treat wounds, to deal with snake bites, and even toothaches. Now, numerous accounts show that it has been used for things like malaria, colds, flu, fevers, infections, prostate, respiratory ailments, ulcers, circulation, and even cancer. So let's check out this cancer question mark here, because there is, you know, a great debate on the use of part of arco bark with regard to cancer. Physicians from South America, the physicians there, they have used the bark with good results with regards to cancer. Argentina dispenses the bark for free to patients who have leukemia, and it's also sold in Brazilian pharmacies. However, in the United States, the National Cancer Institute warns that the bark is dangerous because if you use it in high doses, they say you have to use it in high doses. They say if you want to shrink tumors or to treat leukemia with it, and then it's too toxic. Well, apparently it's medicine's opinion that tree bark is a greater risk than chemo and radiation. But what the public is really not told is that this position that they have is based on medicine's research using only the bark's lapocryl phenolic compound, which science has manufactured into a synthesized version of the compound. So like most allopathic medicines, science isolates a compound, and in doing so, they destroy the buffer alkaloids meant to help the body utilize the strong chemicals of the bark. So this is the reason there is toxicity in their research and side effects in drugs. So part of arco inner bark has, with the phenolic compounds, it has flavonoids and cunoids and benzenoids and beta-lactalone, also known as bitter compounds, tannins, astringents, and saponins. You know, these are all buffers that help the body metabolize the strong chemicals and avoid the toxicity and side effects. It's not that complicated. All right, let's look at some of the hazards of taking too much a part of arco inner bark. Well, according to documentation, people who ingest too much of the bark, they say, can have stomach upset, nausea and vomiting, bleeding, and anemia. But you want to keep in mind that in the 1970s, these studies done by the National Cancer Institute used the isolated lapocryl compound. So when you introduce an altered source in an unnatural way, there's going to be toxicity. So there are numerous accounts where foreign countries would use the bark to make a tea, and they had great success using it as an anti-tumor medicine. So they didn't really have any labs and test tubes. They just had bark and hot water. So none of these people reported toxicity, bleeding, or digestive upset. So people have been scared off from using a lot of things, including this bark, because of the claims it will weaken immunity, which is incorrect. So when the whole nutrition of the bark is intact, there's no forced extractions or isolation of the plant chemicals, then there are really no reports of toxicity if using the bark maybe either as a tea or a tincture. So if you get an isolated bark product, it would be wise not to use it with aspirin or anticoagulants or blood thinners, okay? So medicinal science recommends that we should avoid using part of arco bark. And if we do use it, we should have not exceed 1.5 grams or a half a teaspoon a day. But you got to remember, these recommendations come from the isolated or stripped version of the bark with none of the buffer alkaloids left. So if taken, I've taken many teaspoons of this whole food bark tincture on a daily basis for things like colds and flu, and I've never had any digestive problems, bleeding, toxicity, or side effects. So medicinal science will often test herbs in unnatural ways and determine them to be unsafe, and then the FDA takes them off their safe list. So taking 30 pounds of an herb, isolating its strongest alkaloid, distilling it into a serum and putting it in a syringe and injecting it into a lab animal, well, that's just not how the herb is normally used. So keep in mind that with medicinal research, they are looking to make patented drugs from that source, which are known to be toxic and cause side effects. All right, so what about American use? Well, part of arco inner bark has been used for many things globally, but in the United States, We tend to have a traditional use of using it for things like allergies, bacterial infections, yeast infections, colds and flu, fungal infections, psoriasis, skin ulcers, syphilis, warts, just to name a few. And some people say, well, is it safe for children? Well, the medical research advises us not to give Parda-Arco inner bark to infants or toddlers. And as an herbalist myself, I've used the bark on my own children as young as 5 with no adverse events. So for young children, you might want to use herbs that you can utilize a little bit more easily with, especially with infections. You know, you can use things like echinacea and astragalus root and garlic on the young, really young kids if you're worried. I am, on the other hand, not a problem for me, but okay. Well, you know, you just want to be informed about this stuff. So the way I approach herbs is, you know, I want to inform people, and I would like everybody to be as informed as possible about an herb that they want to use. I usually recommend people ask, is the herb going to strengthen or is it going to weaken my system? Because most herbs are strengthening in nature, and they work with the body. Now, at Apothecary Herbs, we include Parda-Arco inner bark in our immune booster formula. It's one of our strongest, most powerful immune-stimulating formulas that we have, and it does have echinacea in it. So when we make this particular formula, it has this very sweet aromatic property. It fills the air with this sweet smell, and often delivery men that come by, you know, deliver boxes and all our supplies, they ask us if we're baking cake because it just smells like a bakery. Everybody loves to make the immune booster around here. Mm. So the immune booster with the Parda-Arco inner bark is a formula I would use with dandelion root if cancer was a concern. You can also pair it up with astragalus root. Dandelion and astragalus root, they're a good combo as well. And I like to empower people with information and tools, so that's what we do at Apothecary Herbs. So if you're interested in learning more on how you can cleanse this spring. Spring's the best time to cleanse and just, you know, set you up for the summer to be really fit, light, healthy, lots of energy. So cleansing now is a great time. Some people are looking to get off prescription meds, especially those lifelong drugs that, you know, doctors give them. So, yeah, you can transition off of those if you'd like, and that's what we empower people to do. And if you want, call for a free product catalog and find out what we're about. And the toll-free number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, we have the website, thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. Now you can get there, type in herbtalklive.com. And definitely check us out. And guess what? Spring is officially coming this Friday, the 20th. That'll be tomorrow. Can't wait. So we're having our spring special. That's right. You will receive a free ground ship in the United States on orders of $45 or more. So if you've been thinking about cleansing or getting off your diabetic or heart drugs or just about anything that you're told you got to stay on for the rest of your life, well, just give us a call and find out if you have options. Yeah, strengthening the body, being less dependent, being strong and independent, that's what it's about. So perfect time to check that out and get free ground ship if you want us to ship you an item or two and cleanse away toxins and get empowered. That's what it's about. If you're on our website, we do have that free ship coupon right on the homepage. You can cut and paste that in your shopping cart. You can use it over the phone, and the coupon is free SP. And the number 3, that's free, FREESP, and the number 3, that'll get you some free ground ship in the U.S. and get some items to you, too. It's sweet. Everybody loves free ship. I do. I know I do. I look for that stuff. Really do. Yeah, we do have discount coupons, too, on our HMO page on the website, so you can see what applies for you there. And if you want redemption points every time you shop, you know, kind of like valued customer, you know, points, you know, and you can redeem them for savings anytime. You have to register online for that when you check out, and you'll get points every time you shop. So it's kind of neat. There you go. Reward points is what it is. Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about checking out your cancer risk, because, you know, people don't want to hear the word cancer from their doctor. I know I don't. And cancer disease, although common everywhere, it still sends a shiver down the back of anybody who has to hear it. So the U.S. statistics indicate that 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women will get cancer at some point in their lives. And according to the American Cancer Society, which prides itself on their role of informing people about cancer and its causes, well, they offer 6 major categories for cancer risk. So we're going to check out what our risk is. Apparently, the other services to humanity that the Cancer Society offers is that they conduct epidemiological research on causes of cancer. They fund university labs for cancer research, and they supposedly assist environmentalists in advocating a healthy environment on state and federal levels. So we're going to find out what information we may be missing to help us regard, well, take a look at our cancer risk. All right, here are the categories. There are 6 categories, according to the American Cancer Society, and they list them as genetics, which is rare, but people are taught otherwise, tobacco, lifestyle, your diet and activity, sun exposure, radiation. Are you one of these people that gets mammograms on a regular basis? And the other category is environmental. So if you press further, you discover that the American Cancer Society admits that they do not keep any detailed information on any cancer exposure risks. So if you were hoping they would provide you with additional information on the 6 categories, you may be out of luck. Of course, you can go to their website, cancer.org, and check out their cancer risk categories there. Just look for that there. And let's see, we're going to talk about a prescription, too. Prescriptions are important to know about because the American Cancer Society does list a brief list of medical treatments that can actually cause cancer, like chemotherapy, radiation, and immune system suppressing medications. Now, these are treatments patients pay, you know, for to treat various maladies and perhaps even cancer. For instance. So cancer treatments can give you cancer is what they're saying. Now, the last thing a patient wants to get is cancer, I know. They do mention substances that can change your DNA and give you a carcinogen risk. So your genetically modified foods, vaccines would fall into this category, and let's call it the 7th category, shall we? And the corporations making these products do not conduct any cancer studies, as you are probably aware. Now, there is a list. In 2004, the federal government released their list of cancer-causing carcinogens, and they titled it the Report on Carcinogens. It's the ROC report, and this report is published every 2 years by the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences. So the report includes, quote, known and, quote, reasonably anticipated causes of cancer. So their list contains 246 cancer-causing agents, and also, for the first time, they listed viruses like hepatitis B and C and the human papillomavirus. They also included, for the first time, x-rays, lead compounds, grilled meat. Anybody like cooking on the Barbie way too much? Huh? Textile dyes, paints, and ink can be an environmental exposure risk for getting cancer. I know I'm coming up to a break, so but when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about other things regarding, including also the list of drugs that can expose you to a cancer risk and how you can deal with this, detoxify yourself, and, you know, just strengthen yourself and have that hedge against all this mess. I mean, because that's what it is, a flat mess. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Swing. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Double-O-7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture NT to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and we're checking out our cancer risk. Right before the break, we were talking about some of the things that are on the list, and when I read about these government and healthcare reports, and they say cancer is important, or quote, the importance of cancer, I have to wonder what they mean by that. What are they really saying? Are they saying how financially important a disease like cancer is to the medical community? Is it sort of like saying abortion doctor? That doesn't make sense, because a doctor is supposed to save lives, right? Right? So it's kind of like an oxymoron. I don't know. The meaning associated with abortion to me is death, and the meaning associated with a doctor is wellness and health and life. So I don't know. I just pick out these things when I read them, and I go, is there like a underlying message here? Now, do you think that these agencies would spend, I don't know, $6 billion a year on advertising campaigns associated with cancer disease if they were not important? Think about it, right? $6 billion on advertising. That's some expensive and important disease right there. So it must be more important than $6 billion, because on just breast cancer alone, the U.S. taxpayers are paying $780 million a year. So to know exactly how much is raised for cancer cures is really hard to say, but it's estimated that it's in the hundreds of billions of dollars that is raised each year, and no cure. Yes, cancer is important, but not the kind of importance a cancer patient thinks it is, okay? All right, let's talk about, well, let's get our Sherlock Holmes hat on, because what we really need is a Sherlock Holmes to really blow the lid off the cancer scandal, because that's what it is, cancer scandal of the century. Because it came close in 1988 when a professor of economics, George Mason, he's a professor of economics at George Mason University. His name's James Bennett. He kind of cracked out he kind of went through with his calculator the charitable organizations known as the American Cancer Society. And according to the good professor, this society had a fund, and the balance was over $400 million. And he says approximately $69 million is tied up in land and buildings and equipment. And then this society, American Cancer Society, spent only $90 million, that's, he says, 26% of their budget, on operating expenses, medical research, and programs. The rest, the $240 million, or 60% of the budget, went to generous salaries, pensions, executive benefits, and, of course, overhead. So the next year, the holdings were $700 million, and the American donations that are contributing to it is around 6%, or $350 million. And that goes to their bottom line to help fight cancer. So other donations come from, like, large corporations, pharmaceutical companies, cancer drugs, telecommunications, and entertainment industry. So you may want to ask, well, who's on the board at the American Cancer Society? Well, heads of companies are people that are from laboratories, pharmaceutical companies, basically, biotech companies, entertainment industry, Boeing, Viacom, telecommunications, and even department store chain billionaires are on this board. So the American Cancer Society is one of the world's wealthiest nonprofit institutions. So yes, cancer is important. Yeah, it's important and will remain important, because money answereth all things, right? Yeah, remember that the next time you're asked to sponsor the Walk for the Cure, or schedule a routine mammogram. All right, let's look at the drug list real quick. According to the folks at People's Pharmacy, there are several prescription medications known to cause cancer in lab animals. Remember, lab rats are used because their metabolism is the most similar to humans. So here is the list of the FDA. Here's the list, and of course the FDA has really not required cancer testing for these drugs. They just put warning labels instead on the box. Okay, so your hormone replacement or HRT drugs, they use for things like menopause, they offer a risk of breast and uterine cancers. Burn medications like Prolisac causes abdominal cell growth and stomach tumors. Blood pressure drugs prescribed for hormonal imbalance and facial hair growth in women causes tumors in rats. Dermatitis, eczema, topical prescriptions are associated with lymphoma, skin cancer. Also, cholesterol drugs reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association in 1996 that fibrate and statin drugs cause cancer in rats. Cholesterol drugs like Vicodin caused cancer in test subjects, according to the New England Journal of Medicine in 2008. And statin drugs for cholesterol offer breast cancer risk as high as 143% in women, according to the Journal of Epidemiological Biomarkers and Prevention of 2013. And for men, often an elevated risk of prostate cancer as well on the statin drugs, according to the Journal of Prostate in 2011. So the longer you're on the drug, the higher risk, according to Shane Ellison, the chemist for the People's Chemist. Now, Gardasil, the HP vaccine, is under scrutiny. Dr. Christine Fiala, general practitioner at Vienna, Austria, she says the vaccine does not prevent cancer and is not safe. A recent report from Australia indicated the vaccine can cause premenopause and destroy ovaries 3 years post-vaccination. Ooh. So other cervical abnormalities, including cancer, are showing up in 4 or 5 years down the road after the vaccine, according to the source. Now, vaccines like hepatitis are in question as well, as your GM foods causing DNA modification, offering cancer in invitation to thrive research. All right. So if you thought smoking and excessive sun exposure were your major cancer risks, you can see that that's just the tip of the iceberg. So you will have to investigate everything you use and that you're exposed to. Don't take, you know, the people's word for it. You need to be safe. You need to, you know, prove it before you use it, okay? So detoxing a body is really important these days. Our ancient ancestors really didn't know about toxicity, that especially the kind of toxicity we have today. But we have vaccines, we have antibiotics, we have smart meters, we have GM foods. We have a lot more things that we need to protect our body from, and toxins can accumulate. We can have an accumulation of radiation and things. So we have to make sure we clear that toxicity away. And I knew this almost 20 years ago, and that's when I decided what area of herbal medicine I wanted to go into. I knew that if we cleansed away toxins and put good nutrition in to boost our immune system, that we had most of the internal medicine issues taken care of. Yep, in a nutshell, pretty much. So cleanse and nourish, really simple. It's kind of ancient, actually. Our ancient ancestors used a lot of these herbs, and they were cleansing, didn't realize they were doing it, but they just knew they felt better, okay? So cleanse and nourish, and you got most things whooped when it comes to health issues. So I know it's pretty general, pretty easy. It's not rocket science. There's not a lot of test tubes and laboratory stuff involved. Nothing neat and kind of, I don't know, awe-inspiring, but you know, herbs are here for the service of man. God said that, and I believe him. And he says they're meat. And, you know, Genesis chapter 1, and that means they're powerful. They're full of protein and vitamins and minerals that assist the body to balance and heal itself. So I take that route over the toxicity route every time. So if you're interested in learning how you can do the organ cleansing in the proper order for safety and success, then the folks to call are the folks at Apothecary Herbs, and they'll show you how to do that, and they'll provide the tools, and you can take care of it. Too sweet. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com. Yeah, get a free product catalog. And if you're on their website, don't forget to sign up for their newsletters that go out each week. A lot of empowering information in there for you as well. All right, and those newsletters are free, so there's no subscriptions free, so you can take care of that online. All right, we're going to talk about spider bites because, you know, weather's going to get warmer here next few weeks. People are going to be going outside. There's spring break coming up for the, you know, college kids, and then, of course, you know, then there's summer vacations, and there's hiking, and there's camping, and there's all that good stuff. Or maybe you're going to clean up the backyard and move a wood pile. Well, we're going to be talking about spiders then. Spiders are usually not on people's minds unless, you know, of course, it's Halloween. Or, you know, maybe they're crawling through the attic and they see spider webs, you know, or in the basement and they see spider webs. Then they think, okay, spiders. But these tiny little creatures, they actually serve a purpose in our ecosystem, but they can pose a dangerous threat when we disturb their habitat. Yeah, some of them are venomous, so we're going to look at this. Most people tend to run to their doctor's office or the emergency room for treatment from a venomous bite. But according to Dr. Donner Seeger of the Tennessee Poison Center, this may not be necessary, and it could cause more harm than good. So we're going to take a look at the risks and opinions that we have faced on these spider bite issues. All right. The world has about, get this, I never knew there were so many, but we have 170,000 species of spiders. And out of that, 35,000 we should stay away from. Mm-hmm. So out of these numbers, there's a handful that are very dangerous. And although it is a rarity, there are 27 spiders that can kill with one bite, just one bite. So spiders are rarely aggressive, but they attack when they're disturbed or provoked. Now, North America has identified 3,000 species of spiders, and of those, there are two species that are really something to be concerned about. The recluse spiders, okay, pretty dangerous. The Laxocellus, known as the recluse spider, and the Lactrobectus, known as the widow spider. So we got the brown recluse, we got the black widow. These are dangerous. They kill about 4 people a year, basically. I know that number's not high, but still that's 4 people that didn't need to die. All right, so with most spider bites, it is the bite area that offers health complications. So often spider bites, like the brown recluse, produce this skin lesion, and in some instances they can require urgent care. So, you know, heads up. Let's talk about the brown recluse. This is a spider that likes to live, of course, in those dark places like wood piles, your basements, your attics, you know, places that you don't frequent, right? You know, that are kind of stagnant. They like that. So the spider is nationwide in the United States from Atlantic to Pacific, but it prefers the warmer regions, you know, the southern segments of the country. So this spider is usually dark brown and has this violin shape on its back with the neck of the violin shape pointed towards its rear end. So most spiders have 8 eyes, but the brown recluse has 6. It has a pair in the front and 2 pairs on either side. So what makes this spider such a health hazard is the venom it has. It will kill the tissue, causing severe necrosis at the bite site, and then it spreads out, causing significant cutaneous injury. So for this reason, this spider can be deadly to humans. Now, most people seeking medical treatment will be subjected to a lot of antibiotics, some steroids, antihistamines, and maybe even debridement of the bite, cutting away tissue as deep as the venom penetrated. Ugh. So this is all modern medicine can do for a treatment of a brown recluse bite because they can't neutralize the venom. Okay? So disfigurement is often the result from a brown recluse. So this is not an aggressive spider, but it usually bites when it feels threatened. You disturbed it, you know? Okay, so you're rummaging around in the basement or attic looking for, I don't know, whatever, and it didn't like that. It bit you on the foot, the ankle, the hand, whatever, and now you've got a problem. So now the problem most people don't know that they don't know. They just don't think about it. They're moving a wood pile, they're cleaning out their attic, and they disturb the spider, and it's not until later they realize they got bit, you know? A couple hours later, they may discover it. So if you live now in Hawaii, there's a close cousin to the brown recluse there called the brown violin spider. Equally not happy with that either. All right, let's talk about the black widow. Also the southern black widow. Black widow, there's a species of spider. It has 32 varieties that live just about everywhere from Africa to the Middle East, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Mexico, Hawaii, North and South America. And they can be difficult to identify when their features differ from region to region. So the female spider is usually shiny black with the yellow, orange, red hourglass mark on the underside of the abdomen. And sometimes the hourglass is just a dot shape, okay? So the black widow likes to be sheltered. So it likes wood piles. It likes rubble. It likes to be under rocks and stones, hollow stumps, in your shed or garage. So if you have an undisturbed or uncluttered area that it likes to hang out in, lay crawl spaces, attics, basements, you name it. So beware. Well, let's talk about the bite because it can be painful after you get it. The black widow is known for its painful bite, and it can be fatal, especially with the very young and old. So small amount of this venom, it's a neurotoxic poison, 15 times more poisonous than the prairie rattlesnake, okay? The venom will attach to the central nervous system and the respiratory system. You could experience respiratory arrest because of the nervous system is compromised. So this is important to know. Now, sometimes you could have a headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, high blood pressure. Sometimes victims don't even notice any pain with the bite. And people with cardiovascular disease are at a greater risk and will need to be hospitalized. So the risk of death is less than 1% with effective treatment. Expensive anti-venom was developed in 1956. So black widow, there is an anti-venom, but it'd be expensive. So I would say if you go to the emergency room and they treat you and they're there maybe overnight, you're probably looking at a $100,000 hospital bill. Yeah. Let's not panic now. Let's just not panic. Health experts experienced with spider bites say you shouldn't panic. In some cases, people don't see the spider and they really don't know what bit them until the symptoms start to develop within 1 or 2 days. The brown recluse will often produce a bite area that has a white center and then a red ring around it, kind of like a bullseye. And in many cases, a cold pack to the area helps with discomfort. Commercial ointments and antibiotics are not recommended, so if the victim is a child younger than 12 and has a brown recluse spider bite, a urine test can check for blood in the urine, indicating the breaking down of the red blood cells causing the cell structure damage. So hemolysis is what they call it. Now, if there are no signs of a serious skin lesion or nervous system impairment, there should be really no complications from the bite. Let's look at some of the other signs, though. If you're not sure if you were bitten by a venomous spider, there are some other indications. The bite may itch. The bite site may be red, inflamed, and hot to the touch. Fang pits may be visible, just like with a snake bite. You may have a fever. The bite site may blister. The bite site may turn a bluish color. The bite site may form a crater, where the skin just sinks in, and you may have vision problems or difficulty breathing or loss of motor control, okay? Medical treatments for some victims of spider bites, venomous bites like this, they rush off to the emergency room. Parents with young children and elderly folks with heart conditions are at a higher risk category when it comes to these bites. So take, for example, a woman in Arizona. She had to pay $83,000 for a three-hour hospital treatment for a scorpion anti-venom treatment. The hospital pays about $100 for this drug that they gave her. And in 2013, a North Carolina man by the name of Eric Ferguson was treated for a venomous snake bite at his local hospital, and he was there 18 hours for a stay there, and they billed him $81,000. Now, sometimes the anti-venom is expensive for hospitals, and sometimes it's not. Some of the criteria will push up the price of the anti-venom if it's made overseas and there's a limited shelf life, so you need to check that out. The same thing for other types of vaccines that I think are made overseas, and you have to go to the hospital for the first round, just check out those things before you go. So how do you neutralize the venom? Well, some people just don't want to go to the hospital because they know they can't afford a hospital bill. What then? Well, there are many things that you can do to neutralize venom and reverse the damage. For those with heart problems, you'll want to have some herbs that will assist with cardio system to strengthen it, to neutralize the venom, herbs that will help repair damage to the skin, the tissue, and to tighten up the tissue so you don't have a necrotic issue. Immune system support is also required. So there are a few things that we have on hand, especially if you're out in the woods and you can't get to medical treatment right away and, you know, time matters. You might want to have a heart attack pack and you might want to have a snake bite kit. And we have those both on the powerherbs.com website, and it's in our product catalog. So you can, and they're kind of neat. They're in a little pouch, and it's a 1-pound pouch, and you can wear it through your belt. So if you're hiking, you're camping, you could take it with you and have it when things come up. So these, we absolutely have used these items. We did have a gentleman who was a farmer who did have a brown recluse spider bite use the snake bite, the spider snake bite kit, and reversed the bite within 24 hours. He said it was like he wasn't bitten. So we use a couple of things topically. We use a couple of formulas inside the body to neutralize the venom. So there are some things out there. This is typically what Native American Indians would do, right? Yeah. This is what they would do to help themselves detoxify from the venom. Now, there are situations where you have to use common sense now, and you better go to the emergency room and get some anti-venom. But there are some options here if you can't do that. You can use herbs to neutralize the poison in the blood system and also draw as much of the venom back out through the bite site. And we don't recommend that you do it like they did in the movies where you take a knife and you cut and you suck the venom out. Don't do that. Don't do that. There is a herbal poultice that you mix up with water and put it on the bite, and it draws the venom back out. So that basically was an invention from the Native American Indians. It's really cool. So you can check it out, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com, or give us a call toll-free if you want a free product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And the best thing is the herb kits have a shelf life of 10 years, so they're not, they don't have a short shelf life like antivenom at your hospital. So definitely check that out as well. All right, and if you're on the website, don't forget to sign up for the free online newsletters. There's two of them there under Books and Newsletters. There is the American Survival Newsletter that goes out on Tuesday, and you get health information, gold and silver updates, financial market stuff, you know, neat things like that. And also on Friday is the HealthQuest version of the newsletter, which is all about natural therapies, and that goes out on Friday. And you can just sign up for free at thepowerherbs.com. There's no subscription price, and it's just empowering information, and you can share it with friends and family. So, you know, pass around the knowledge there, as always, and be empowered, because that's what we like people to do, is just strong people out there, strong America. That's what we like to see. If you have a health topic you'd like me to discuss on the show, feel free to drop me an email off the powerherbs.com website. I will try to include that. I know we got allergy season right on our heels, so I think next time we're going to cover some allergy topics. I don't know about you, where you're at, but here in North Carolina, all the Bradford pears are blooming. A lot of pollen. Tree pollen's way up. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure. Medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your host, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.